Thanks for joining us. The 3rd of November looms as a very important date for the financial markets because that's when the United States goes to the polls to elect a new president, or perhaps not. And joining me to discuss why this is such a pivotal moment for the markets is CommSec's senior economist, Ryan Felsman. Ryan, good to talk to you.
Likewise, Tom.
It's such a fascinating topic, but why is this election so important for the financial markets?
Well, certainly the backdrop for this election is unusual. We've got the deepest recession since at least World War II, if not the Great Depression. If you look at the most recent reading on gross domestic product in the United States, down by in excess of 30% on an annualised basis for the June quarter, we've got a really sharp recession going on the back of those government restrictions, the lockdown we saw in April. At the same time, there's a lot of political turbulence in the United States. There's a lot of focus at the moment on the passing of a potential relief package around the stimulus. The US economy is imminently facing a fiscal cliff, and of course that coincides with the election. And at the same time, we've seen US share markets start to lose some momentum. For example, the S&P 500 is down about 10% from record highs over the course of the last few weeks. So certainly the backdrop is quite volatile, and we're seeing a lot of those traders out there, particularly in the equity market, really positioning ahead of the election, certainly at the same time hedging and protecting their portfolios in the event of a potential contested outcome, Tom.
So let's just unpack that fiscal cliff story a little bit because it's quite important. So there's just a lack of forward momentum in relation to Congress being able to resolve important fiscal spending bills, and that could potentially bring the economy to its knees.
Well, certainly there's an impasse going on Capitol Hill at the moment. We've heard of a $2.4 trillion stimulus package potentially being passed in the near term. But of course, there's a lot of shenanigans politically on Capitol Hill at the moment between the Democrats and the Republicans. Both have got an election to win, and certainly that's having implications for the US economy. We have seen a scaling back of those unemployment benefits in particular. And certainly at the same time, there's a lot of concern with interest rates at record lows and the US Federal Reserve's hands largely tied on the monetary front. They are obviously pumping a lot of liquidity into financial markets, and also at the same time, interest rates are near record lows, combined with some quantitative easing, buying of government bonds and whatnot. Certainly we are seeing some concerns around that fiscal spending going forward and what the implications will be if President Trump is returned, or certainly former Vice President Joe Biden gets into office.
Indeed. So that's a good juncture at which to have a look at the idea of which party could potentially control Congress, because views are so polarised in the US, there's a sense that it's either going to go aggressively one way or the other.
Well, absolutely. If you look at current opinion polls, Joe Biden's lead has really narrowed of late. Certainly, if you look at the latest opinion poll from Real Clear Politics, his lead has gone from 61% down to 53%. And certainly, if you look at those six battleground states, certainly the likes of Arizona, North Carolina, Florida, Michigan and the like, that lead has really narrowed. So broadly at a national level, he's ahead by about 7 percentage points. But if you look at those key battleground states, particularly Florida, we're really at a dead heat type of scenario. And of course, with the coronavirus, we're seeing those mail outs or those certainly those postal votes coming into play. What that may mean is a contested outcome, like we saw back in 2000 with George Bush and Al Gore. And what we saw back then was a protracted month-long Supreme Court decision-making process. And that uncertainty really feeds into financial markets in particular.
Indeed. So let's bottom line it. The Democrats are seen as big spenders, but sometimes not in the way that benefits the markets. So how are the markets going to react to a Biden victory?
Well, certainly there's a lot of contention around the lifting of taxes by a Biden administration. So what we've heard already from the Biden administration is a desire to lift the corporate tax rate, so a reversal of those Trump tax cuts. So potentially we'll see the corporate tax rate lift from 21% to 28%. Capital gains tax could increase. And also at the same time, we could see the marginal rate of tax for those top income earners lift. So of course, with tax rates potentially lifting, Wall Street doesn't like that scenario. And of course, that could have implications. At the same time, there'll be more focus on healthcare, environmental concerns in particular from a potential Biden administration. That could mean more regulation as well for the financial sector at the same time. So there really are a lot of permutations around this. At this stage, expectations are that the Democrats may sweep the House of Representatives, the US Senate and the presidency all at once. But what we have found historically is that when one of the other parties controls the House of Representatives, typically total returns are actually better in a calendar year.
Interesting. So if a Trump victory emerges, you know, what we have seen over the course of the last couple of years is that Trump policies have benefited the market for unscientific or scientific reasons.
Well, that's right. So certainly when he came into office unexpectedly in November 2016 and then enacted the corporate tax cut, we saw that sugar hit really to the US economy from a stimulus and certainly earnings perspective from companies. And we saw a sharp rally in the US share market. So the concerns now with a potential wind back in that corporate tax policy, particularly with businesses in the United States struggling at the moment with a weak economy, is that will obviously feed through to financial markets or the share market more broadly.
Now, in the event that we see Mr. Trump's predictions come to light where the result is inconclusive and there are protracted court battles because of various issues surrounding the mail-in vote, for example, as he's touted, what does that mean for the markets?
Well, what we could potentially see around Election Day is certainly a lot of volatility. We did see that back in 2016. This situation is slightly different because last time there was an expectation that President Trump, the outsider, wouldn't beat Hillary Clinton. And certainly this time round, he's got a chance of being re-elected for a second term. So that unknown has obviously been removed. But really, if we do see a contested outcome, we could see significant volatility and gyrations in the market. And what we have seen already is a CBOE, the Chicago Board Option Volatility Index, the VIX as it's called, we're seeing those contracts, particularly the longer dated contracts for the VIX for November and December, now higher than the October contracts. So what traders are now pricing in is the potential that this will be drawn out for a month or so. And of course, they're trying to hedge their portfolios against that risk or that volatility. And of course, one thing to look at around the debates in the near term and leading up to Election Day is the Mexican peso. That's typically a barometer in terms of currency markets of volatility around the US election.
So what's going to be the thing to watch most closely over the course of the weeks as we move into the election itself?
Well, I think in the next few weeks, the key focus will be on the presidential debate. So a lot really depends on how Democratic former Vice President Joe Biden performs. He's the front runner in this election so far. And of course, there's an expectation that President Trump will perform quite well in these debates. Of course, he used to be on The Apprentice and is well seasoned, certainly when it comes to debating. So there's an expectation this is his period where he will outperform. Let's not forget that the disapproval rating of Donald Trump's performance around the pandemic is exceptionally high at around 53% if you look at recent polls. So certainly he's on the back foot coming in here. We haven't seen a situation where we've had a correction in the share market like we have seen between March and April of around 20%. And certainly on top of that, a recession, a combination of both of those, have never really seen a incumbent re-elected. So he's up against history. But at the same time, we have seen the S&P 500 rally back quite strongly after hitting those lows in the middle of March. So he has got some momentum there. The US economy is improving, but certainly Donald Trump's up against it. And really, Joe Biden's got the most to lose in these debates. And what that means is that positioning around the election will be impacted by the performance of both candidates during those presidential debates.
It's an exciting time to be watching the markets. So please tune in for further updates. We'll be talking more about this as we get closer to the election. So thanks for your time. Thanks very much for your insights, Ryan.
Thanks, Tom.
And thanks for joining us.